What could people do to kind of integrate the stages and the motivational interviewing in their supervision? Well, I think, I mean, what we do is I actually teach the stages so that people understand the process first, and then I teach the motivational interviewing as a way to move the process along. So I actually try to bring them together and help people to see. Now, the stages part, it's relatively easy. What I've been working on is actually the processes part. So in my trainings, I actually show people the motivational interview, one of the motivational interviewing tapes. I actually use Terry Moyers with the rounder, the guy who, they have a guy who's a kind of a hard driving, hard drinking, kind of cowboy like guy, and who comes in not motivated. And I have my, the what I'm asking the people that I'm training to do is, don't look at the therapist. Look at the client. Look at what the client is doing and identify all of those processes of change. So when they look at that and just watch the client, they identify consciousness raising and self-reevaluation and environmental reevaluation, and sometimes they look at counterconditioning and stimulus control, and they can identify all the processes that we're talking about in the trans-theoretical model. And so then you can kind of understand, well, okay, what her strategies have done is engage these processes. So I think it's really integrative to do that, because, again, you're trying to use strategies, but it's the strategies aren't magic. The strategies only work if they engage the appropriate processes in the client. And they and Terry does a wonderful job in that interview, and you can see the client to where he moves out of pre-contemplation and into contemplation. Not way into contemplation, but he's going, I think I should do something about this. So you watch, you can see the process of change. So I think if supervisors could actually help people to kind of see that connection between the stages and the processes and the motivational interviewing strategies, they could actually really get their people enthusiastic about doing this, and then watching for the processes in the patients rather than just executing strategies.